Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. All the way from Mount Vernon, Illinois to wherever you are, this is the power of Pentecost coming to you in Jesus' name. We're coming to you from Mount Vernon, Illinois, and we want you to join and worship with us for the next few minutes. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and by the time this service is over, we want you to know you've been in the presence of the Lord. Join in, let's worship together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, that comes from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 36, verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. Praise the Lord for the mercies of God. They are renewed every day, the Bible tells us. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while, and we'll be giving you that toward the end of the broadcast, and I hope you can tell someone else about our ministry. Page 181 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Sing along with us on a great one entitled The Healer.
On the cross crucified, in great sorrow He died, the giver of life was He. Yet my Lord was despised and rejected of men. This Jesus of Calvary, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Surely He bore our sorrows, and by His stripes we are healed. Price for healing was paid as those cruel stripes were made. Within Pilate's judgment hall, now His suffering affords perfect healing for all. This wonderful healer's was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely He bore our sorrows, and by His stripes we
are healed.
Came the leper to Christ, saying, surely I know that thou, Lord, canst make me whole. When his great faith was seen, Jesus said, yes, I will, and touched him and made him clean. Soul made me every with whole, and he'll do the same for you. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. This healer of men today.
Oh, worship with us now.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
And going to the Word of God for the precious promise to lead us into prayer time, he tells us in Lamentations 3:22, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful today for the mercies of God. And we're so thankful, Lord, that your compassions fail not. Lord, we're so thankful that your mercies and your compassions are renewed every morning. And Lord, we want to thank you for your great faithfulness. Lord, we often sing a song by that title, but Lord, when we're not singing, we're still praising you for that great faithfulness, for being a never-failing God, for being with us, Lord, from beginning to end and every time in between. Hear our prayer today. Use this service to speak to some heart. May it be the day, Lord, when somebody repents of his or her sin. We'd sure be glad to pray with somebody. And Lord, if there's somebody in this audience that's unsaved, I want to do my best today to encourage them to give their heart and life to you. Lord, since we're singing about the healer, we pray you'll touch all those that are sick today. Many, many people, Lord, through this radio audience, through this internet stream and on the website, many sicknesses and maladies and diseases. But Lord, you're the healer and the conqueror of everyone. We just pray for divine healing to flow in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord and worship with us now. Believe the Lord.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the service. Let's just continue with the flow of the Spirit. Here's one entitled, It's a Wonderful Day to Serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I've a happy song to sing today, for all my burdens have been rolled away. When at the foot of the cross I knelt, it was there the peace of God I felt. Something happened that I can't explain. From the day I've never been the same. And it's a wonderful, glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. I found a new joy, a new peace
that the world could not know,
a new hope
that will never expire,
a new faith. Glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you believe that, just say amen and join in with us. Since the Spirit came into my soul, the hallelujah's like a flood did roll. The Holy Ghost, like a flaming fire, placed within my heart a new desire. Now I'm feeling everywhere I go, and His blood washes white as snow. And it's a marvelous, glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. I found a new joy, a new peace,
a new peace that the world cannot know,
a new
hope that will never inspire,
a new faith
that was tried in the fire,
a new love
since the wonderful hour,
a new
life with His power.
And it's a marvelous, glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. I found a new joy, new hope,
a new hope,
a new faith, a new love, a new life, and it's a marvelous, glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. Let's do it one more time. I found a new joy, a new peace,
a new peace that the world could not know,
a new hope
that will ever inspire,
a new faith,
a new faith that was tried in the fire,
a new love,
a new life, filled with glorious power.
And it's a marvelous, glorious, wonderful day to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Reading from 2 Corinthians 12, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but God knoweth. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us for the next service. Send any mail. We'd sure like to hear from you. If you could help us financially, it would be appreciated. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. I found a new joy,
a new joy that is thrilling my soul,
a new peace,
a new peace that the world could not know,
a new hope,
a new hope that will ever inspire,
a new faith,
a new faith that